A Wisconsin restaurant owner shortchanged employees more than $272,000 in wages, according to a federal investigation. It's Tuesday, July 25th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Sarah Lear tells us about a county that's covering out-of-state travel for abortion care. And Joe Schultz reports on the world's largest air show happening this week in Oshkosh. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
The owner of four Wisconsin restaurants allegedly violated several federal regulations, including child labor laws. Corrine Hess reports Casa Tequila owes more than 100 employees back wages.
An investigation by the U.S. Department of Labor found the owner of Casa Tequila, Maria Campuzano, shortchanged employees more than $272,000 in wages. Investigators found Campuzano operated an invalid tip pool. The restaurant also violated child labor laws by allowing children under the age of 16 to work past 9 p.m. and for longer than 8 hours. Casa Tequila has locations in Pewaukee, West Bend, Waukesha, and Hartford. According to the Department of Labor, restaurant employees are often vulnerable to labor violations. Many are unfamiliar with their legal rights or are afraid to report. Campuzano did not return requests for comment. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Governor Tony Evers vetoed using $1 million in the state budget for the city of Burlington to help keep its Echo Lake Dam. That decision has disappointed local leaders, but they say that will not obstruct the work to modify and repair the dam. Last year, the Burlington Common Council voted to modify and repair the dam. The project is expected to cost about $9 million. The city has already received $1 million from the Department of Natural Resources. Alder Shad Brannon says that extra money would have been helpful.
It's disappointing if the city could receive another $1 million toward the project. That would certainly go a long way to assist us, but it's not going to happen.
Burlington officials say they'll work to secure other grants. Construction could start as soon as next year. A county in south central Wisconsin is now covering travel for abortion. Sarah Lear has more.
Although Wisconsin clinics stopped providing abortions once Roe was overturned last summer, the procedure remains legal in more than half of states, including Michigan, Minnesota, and Illinois. Now, Wisconsinites employed by Dane County can apply to be reimbursed for lodging and mileage if they travel out of state for an abortion. To preserve confidentiality, County Supervisor Jacob Wright says those claims will be approved by the Employee Benefits Corporation rather than by county employees.
I wanted to make sure that people would feel comfortable using this benefit and know that we were minimizing any chances of people, you know, finding out about it for retaliatory purposes.
The policy applies to workers on the county's health insurance plan as well as to their spouses and dependents. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The GOP announced a get-out-the-vote campaign for the 2024 election using strategies the party previously shunned. Bank Your Vote is a nationwide campaign encouraging absentee voting, early in-person voting, and ballot harvesting. The GOP is hoping to match the early voting excitement Democrats have captured in previous elections. GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says banking pre-election day votes will ensure Republicans beat President Joe Biden and Democrats next year. This marks a notable shift from the party's former rhetoric, when party leaders were encouraging voters to in-person vote on Election Day. Moving towards the 2024 election, the Republican National Convention will partner with state parties and campaigns to create pages outlining pre-Election Day voting processes. Wisconsin Democrats said Republicans are only now reversing course after, quote, multiple embarrassing statewide defeats. State regulators say Ashland County did not transfer responsibility for law enforcement services to a Lake Superior Island town. As Danielle Kading reports, the findings come after the town of LaPointe petitioned the state to lower Ashland County's levy limit and increase theirs to pay for the service.
The Madeline Island town is home to around 430 people year-round, but in the summer, its population swells to several thousand. In the past, the county helped pay for the town's police service. That kept the sheriff's office from crossing the water to respond to calls. But Ashland County ended the agreement last year. The town argued the loss of payments transferred law enforcement responsibilities to the town, but the Department of Revenue disagreed. Town Administrator Michael Kukta says he's disappointed with the ruling.
I just want to make sure we can have public safety that we can rely on in LaPointe.
Ashland County's administrator says the sheriff has been providing all services that he's required to fulfill. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The State Department of Health Services has confirmed 40 cases of an intestinal illness often linked to imported produce. Cyclosporiasis is a parasitic infection caused by ingesting food or water contaminated by feces. In the U.S., it's commonly caused by produce originating from tropical regions. Dr. Kim Zelton is an epidemiologist for DHS. She says the number of cases this summer is typical for the state. The infections have not been traced to any specific food at this point, but Zelton says people can help protect themselves by following basic food safety precautions.
Rinse that produce thoroughly under running water, using a clean produce brush, on those firmer fruits and vegetables that can handle it, and then also storing your fresh produce in the refrigerator.
Federal officials have confirmed 581 cases of the illness across 31 states. This year's outbreak started in April, which officials say is slightly earlier than normal. Zelton says cases usually decline by early fall. And finally, over 500,000 visitors from around the world are expected to be in the Fox Valley this week for Experimental Aircraft Association's annual Air Venture event. As Joe Schultz reports, it's the largest air show in the world.
An airplane prepares to take off from a runway on the EAA grounds in Oshkosh. This year, an estimated 600,000 people from around the world will be in Wisconsin for Air Venture. That includes David Glassmeyer from Ohio, who's been coming to Oshkosh since 1979. He says he enjoys the event's sense of community.
Everybody here has the same interest, aviation. It's a wonderful place to be, and you just can't get enough help here. I had two guys help me put my big tent up the first day I got here, and it was great.
A 2017 UW-Oshkosh study found Air Venture's economic impact was $170 million spread across five counties. With inflation, that number is now north of $200 million. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. As always, you can catch us every single weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.